Dış konuşalım.
Hi, this is Tina.
Hi Tina, how are you?
Kind of tired.
What happened?
I don't know. You said in the email to call you.
Yeah, because you called me like 2 times, but I wasn't able to take your call then, and then I kept calling you back, and we never got in touch. So I wanted to ask what happened.
That person from, I don't know what part, who was doing a quote for the publishing, called me last Friday. I think it's Friday. I'm not sure if it was Sunday or Friday. Friday or Sunday. He said he wanted to charge me $7.99 for publishing, but he said Gnome Book doesn't publish. So it was like a some kind of third party service, and he said $7.99 if I wanted global publishing, with the ISBN number assigned and everything. I told him that since I paid $7.20 for the Gnome book writing, ghostwriting, I didn't. Right now, I mean, I paid my mortgage, and there's no money in my bank account, so there's no way I can take any offer. And so he said, "Well, what price can you go?" And I said, "Well, I can't as of right today. I'm not able to pay anything. So I probably just will wait and look for a publisher myself later on." And he said, "Well, you know." And he said, "Just give me an amount." And I said, "Well, half of it, but I can't do it to anything today. I can't make any payment today." And he said, "Well, that half of it's $400, and you can't pay today." I said, "Well, no, I've been saying that over and
That's
over again,
understandable. That is
so."
understandable. He was, well, I'm pretty sure he was just asking because since your book is complete, there's not a lot to do aside from the publishing. He already sent me a cover image to work with, so how about this? We'll just lay
Yeah,
out.
but like
It's okay, I understand.
you said, I mean, it was just a free image I found, but I only used like 1/3 of the picture, which was just like one or two slices. The whole picture has a lot in it, but you don't have to use it. I mean, like I said, I was just trying to do something,
I
you know,
completely
just
understand. I
to give an
completely understand.
idea.
So, how about
Yeah.
this for now? I understand that you don't have a budget to work with. So, at this time, what the deliverable was from our end has been completed. Okay, I'm going to
Yes,
put the
it has.
project on hold. Okay. Now, whenever you have
Okay.
the funds allocated, when you're available, you can reach out to me and we can go towards the publishing. Okay.
Oh, well, he said you all don't do publishing, so. And then that $7.99 was out of my range.
I completely understand.
Yeah, but if you put it on hold, I mean, because the writing is done,
Writing is
and
completely
I have a
done.
copy.
Yeah.
It is, and I have a copy. Like I said, if I don't remember anything about you all offering publishing, because that's what I told him. But it would have been
The
nice
thing is, we do
if
offer
it
that service. Like our main service was initially ghostwriting, but then we start publishing. We actually have a lot of services under our wing, which is marketing, publishing, and even right now, website designing is also part for authors. We design websites as well. So we do a lot of things because we've been in this business for quite some time. Now, the reason why
Oh.
it's priced at $7.99 because it's not only the publishing. Publishing has its own requirements that you have to fulfill before you can actually get the book published. So like one of them would be, you know, acquiring a proper ISBN so you can internationally sell your book. So that is, there's a reason for that price. Like, we charge for not just the service, but the things we have to secure for you in your name, so you can, you don't have to go through all the little itty-bitty details. And although at most times they seem like, okay, that's something I shouldn't price that much, but when you get into the details of it, it does come out as pricey. Going through a proper publisher just helps you reduce that cost. Because, well, we have been, again, we've been in the business and we have links enough to, you know, reduce the costs for us and for you.
Yeah, but $7.99 and I paid $7.20 for ghostwriting. I mean, I just don't have, I don't have anything because my mortgage is $2,500 and it pretty much wiped out my account. I just, I don't have any,
I
don't have any way of paying $7.99.
I completely understand that. I have a question. Let's see what we can do here. I'll have to look into it, but maybe I can give you an installment plan so you can, you know, just break down the payments and see what you can do. Okay?
Oh, no. I mean, I just, $7.99 is just not right for me. I don't know. It just seems too high for me. That's all. And maybe I should just hold off on it. You know, like, yeah, $800. Yeah. Because I paid $7.20 for the ghostwriting. I don't want to move on it right now.
I understand that. I understand. But overall, it's a very standard, like, it's a very standard price. And, like, we're in a competitive market. So, because this requires, like, if you go for self-publish, that's also possible. But there's a difference between a professional publish and a self-publish, you know? Sure, you can, you know, always make a house yourself, but you still hire someone to build a house. You need to hire a specialist because they know what they're doing. So usually they charge the fee accordingly. So that's the same for us.
Right, but I don't.
I understand. I understand. It's no problem.
With no money in my account, I can't really move on it.
Again, whenever you feel like it, whenever you feel like it, there's no pressure in actually getting it done right now. So whenever you feel like it, you can come back to us, let me know, and we'll get something done for you, okay?
Okay. All right. That's worded a little better. Yeah, because like I said, I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do because I don't know when
You have a product. Like, if you have already spent $700, you want to probably get some return on what you've done. So in order to get a return on what you've done, you probably need to publish the book, which is why you were contacted. If you're not going to publish the book, then why spend, you know, the first $700 writing the entire book?
Well, like I said, I told the guy I assumed that publishing was part of what I paid at first, but he said, no, it's not listed on the itemized receipt.
Yeah,
and I said, well, I never received an itemized receipt. The guy who, you know, first contacted me said it cost 14 something, but today is a deal for half the price.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, I didn't have a product, so I said, well, you know,
I understand.
The ghostwriting. Yeah, so I really didn't think to ask. I assumed publishing was included, but I wasn't, so according to the guy I talked to. So
what I'll do for you.
Yeah.
I'm just putting in a message. Okay. This is what this is basically outlines what exactly you have with us, okay? And
well, it's fine, but I can't pay it.
I do understand.
I can't.
There is no pressure. There is no pressure. Again, it's just our job to, like, it's part of what we do is that we ask you, like, this, you've done with this part, what are you going to do about this part of the book? So again, it's just a normal procedure to give you a call and ask you what's your plan about the book publishing of the book. Would you do it yourself? Would you get someone else to do it? Would you go with us? So again, it's just part of the process, nothing else. Okay?
Okay, well, I appreciate you. Thanks for explaining it. Okay.
No problem, no problem. Well, Tina, I'll talk to you later. Take care. Have a good day.
All right. Okay. You
Bye.
Too. Bye.
Thank you.